Episode 8, we're talking about deep sleep. What is deep sleep? Deep sleep is a time of accelerated tissue repair. This is a time of physical growth. This is a time where human growth hormone is released. In the first deep sleep episode of the night, this period is associated with rejuvenation. At some level, we crave deep sleep more than any other type. So if you stay up all night and go about things business as usual, you're going to have a sleep debt, and it's going to catch up to you eventually, sooner or later. But if you accommodate your evening or your lifestyle to get adequate sleep, it can change everything. We'll talk about some of those benefits today. Now, normal sleep is a time, where things get done. There's recovery in there. There's memory and certain things. But deep sleep is going to be that sleep that's most impactful. It's the sleep that really makes you feel refreshed. It's the sleep that does a lot of the physical recovery in your body, aspects of memory and learning. So that's a major sleep cycle. You also have light sleep. This is usually a majority of your sleep. And in light sleep, it's really important as well. It typically makes up a majority of your night. And then there's REM. REM typically occurs later in the night. And this is what's shown to be significant in memory, mood. This is the dreaming stage. In REM, dreams are very vivid. You're fully immersed in them. Your heart rate can become elevated. You can even start breathing faster. These stages are all incredibly important, but that deep sleep is what we're going to be talking about today. So one of the first tips that we can give you in enjoying more deep sleep is simply, we cannot trick our brain into deep sleep. There's no way that you can take a medication, trick your brain, or do really anything to just get deep sleep. But what we can do is to get a full night's sleep every night, as many nights as we can. And know that sleep medications, they, let's say in best case scenario, can help, but they're going to put you in more than likely larger light sleep, not more deep sleep. Light sleep's great because sleep is great, but we're targeting that deep sleep because of all those great benefits that we're beginning to discuss right now. There's no such thing as a medication that can lead to more slow wave sleep. So that light sleep is going to be our best consolation. Exercise, that may get us in some more slow wave sleep, but it's going to keep you up if you exercise too close to bedtime. So obviously exercising is going to be our first tip, something that you're going to want to incorporate at the right time. So when it is time to rest and recover, you can slide right in there. So our goal is really to get to sleep faster, right? Now, the fact that tissue repair is at its fastest in deep sleep and human growth hormone releases at its peak during that stage is something that we don't want to forget. Aerobic exercise can help many of us increase the length of our deep sleep. It's all about timing and making sure we're keeping our hormones right so we're not staying up all night. There is evidence that shows raising the body temperature, like soaking in a hot tub, bathtub, things like that, a sauna, can increase stage 3 sleep. So the effect of the aerobic exercise, preventing us from going to sleep, it might be because it raises your body's temperature. That might be the key to getting us into that stage 3. So on these hot summer nights, maybe taking a walk outdoors early in the evening could be something that could help you slip into that stage 3 sleep. It should be emphasized, all the variations are within one person. There's nothing that we found that works for everyone. Some people can biohack and do things and get those results almost instantly. But for the majority of us, these are the pitfalls that you're going to be wanting to look for. You know, healthy people in their 20s spend about 20% of the night in stage three. A typical 40 or 50-year-old spends only 10% in that stage, about half. You know, double age, half the deep sleep. By the time you're 70 or 80, it can get down to less than 5%. Sometimes it might be only, you know, 2%. I have a bit of information for sleep that we need as we progress through our lives. You know, every year of life is going to be a different demand for sleep. If we start off as newborns or infants, the sleep recommendation in hours can be 11 to 13 hours to 18 to 19 hours in our first 3 months of life. By the time we get to an infant, it's about 10 or 11 hours to 16 to 18 hours. Once we become toddlers, we need about 9 to 10 hours or 15 to 16 hours. By the time that we are preschoolers, 8 to 9 hours, 14 hours. When we're school-age children, about 6 to 13 years old, this is the critical age of that recovery. You're going to need 7 to 8 hours, up to 12 hours. Teenagers, at least 7 hours, and no more than 11 hours. Young adults, you need at least 6 hours and no more than 11 hours. Again, you don't want to be sleep drunk. And for the real classic adults, 26 to 64 years of age, you're going to need at least 6 hours still, and you can get up to 10 hours. Once you get past that 10 hour mark, you might start to experience some of that, sleep drunk effect, you know, kind of lagging, being logy because you're over rested. And again, older adults, when you're, you know, break that 65 year mark, you're going to need at least 5 hours to 6 hours. And you want to be active after 9 hours. You don't want to rest the rest of your time away. All right. Now that we kind of laid out some of those guidelines, basic guidelines and sleep that we need, I think that tips on just getting general sleep should be laid out there. Like I said, sticking to a sleep schedule, the same bedtime, waking up around the same time, even on the weekends, can help significantly. Making sure that your body naturally budgets deep sleep for every night and you get that repair benefit throughout the week. Practicing bedtime rituals, you know, making sure you don't have bright lights and separating activities that are coming close to that bedtime can be huge. If you have trouble sleeping, you know, try to avoid taking naps, you know, in the afternoon. You know, napping during the day, I believe they call it polyphasic sleeping, is so hard. There's no way to just budget 20-minute nap after 20-minute nap after 20-minute nap throughout the day to really keep it going. I've tried, and I know I've had some tragic experiences with it. I know I've also had the probably mental benefit of thinking that it was working for me, but it was quite difficult. If anyone has some more advice on that, tweet me. I'm at the Fashion Athlete, and that's B as in boy, Fashion Athlete, at B Fashion Athlete. But to continue with some of these tips, make sure that you get that exercise daily to help your hormones stay on decky where you need them so your body can manage itself. Even evaluating your room could be hugely beneficial. Keeping your room cooler between about 60 and 67 degrees can be huge in getting sleep. Aside from temperature, this being where the sleep or the magic actually happens in the bedroom, maybe checking in with your partner and making sure you guys have everything you need. If that's your lifestyle, making sure you have maybe blackout curtains, eye shades, earplugs, white noise machines, humidifiers, fans, all those things are going to give you your sleep economy. And finally, you know, making sure that you're sleeping on a comfortable mattress, pillows, things like that are always going to be huge. Again, this is a very interesting topic. I just want to kind of brush on these topics because I don't have a guest in studio today. I'm just here to kind of lay out some information for you and advice. But again, don't get too technical. Deep sleep, or the final stages of non-REM sleep, is basic. I mean, it's the time when your brain waves are at their lowest frequency. You're your hardest to wake up in. That's why it's so imperative. Thinking about any time that you've woken up in the middle of the night and you had a hard time waking up and you're super groggy, that's that deep sleep. It's a time when our bodies are working hardest to recover, strengthening our minds, repairing our bodies from everything that we've done in the previous 24, 48, or even 72 hours. It's no surprise that people who often say they're well-rested have consistently shown the ability to maintain good deep sleep. Lots of really good information, lots of good tips that are out there, but go after that deep sleep. If you have devices that can track your sleep, like an Apple Watch, a Fitbit, or anything like that, any kind of fitness device, absolutely use those activity trackers and fight for your sleep. Fight for the benefits that you get from that good deep sleep. And just know that this is something that can transform your life. This can be really powerful stuff. Try to keep yourself de-stressed. Stay away from the bright lights. And make sure you go to bed relaxed or happy. If you have a partner, work together. Your partners in everything. So never be afraid to rely on each other. I'm signing off. Follow up with me on Instagram. You can catch me on Instagram at Fashion Athlete Podcast. Tweet me at The Fashion Athlete, or even come see me on Facebook at The Fashion Athlete. And let's keep the good times rolling.